Also on Saturday, the Wauhatchie Boulder Fest takes place at the foot of Lookout Mountain in Chattanooga's St. Elmo neighborhood. The fest celebrates the grand opening of the new climbing area at the Lookout Mountain Conservancy's Boulders on Old Wauhatchie Pike. Climbers of all levels are welcome there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Boulder Fest is hosted by the Access Fund and the Southeastern Climbers Coalition. Robin Carlton is CEO of the Lookout Mountain Conservancy, and Zachary Lesh-Huey is with the Access Fund. Robin, Zachary, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So tell us more about Boulder Fest.
Wauhatchie Boulder Fest is an idea we put together to sort of celebrate this great new resource we have in Chattanooga, which Lookout Mountain Conservancy owns, and that's the boulders on Old Wauhatchie Pike. And the Boulder Fest will be a gathering open to the climbing community and the public to come sample this new climbing area, try out rock climbing. If they want, they can do the bouldering competition as well that's going on that day.
And for folks who may be hearing about this for the first time, describe the scene for me.
So you're at the foot of Lookout Mountain, and hidden in there in some beautiful property that the Conservancy owns and manages are more than two dozen big sandstone blocks, car-sized boulders up to house-sized boulders. And for rock climbers, these rocks are what we're looking for. And this is what we do on the weekends. And so right there at the base of Lookout Mountain, you have this boulder field that's a great climbing area. And on the day of Boulder Fest, you'll have 50 to 100 climbers running around there, climbing on these rocks, supporting each other, having a good time.
And Robin, tell us more about how this all came together with the Lookout Mountain Conservancy and what Zachary and his folks do.
We have acquired 50 acres at the base of Lookout Mountain, and it's really quite historical property. And as we are really kind of looking at how to develop this park, we discovered that we had some really large rocks on it. And as we kept discovering this 50 acres, we discovered more rocks. And one day I was just walking through and I just kept going, wow, these are beautiful. But what's all that white stuff on there? I was kind of startled by it. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me, people are climbing on these rocks. Oh my goodness. From a risk management standpoint, they're not safe because we're talking about on the slope of a mountain. And as I could just see putting crash pads down and one of these climbers hitting a crash pad and ending up in the Tennessee River. So trying to immediately figure out what it is that climbers need. And then from really kind of making it as safe as we can on the slope of a mountain and making it fun and just being able to use these boulders in a way that people really, really appreciate. And so that's been a very cool transformation for us to get into.
So how has this site been transformed to include all those things that you talked about?
We now have a trail system that connects all the boulders. And all of the boulders now have what we called landscaped bouldering pads around them. Some of them are really quite extensive because you can't just put rock on top of rock. It's like putting together a puzzle. And we call it the walk test. Once we put down a layer of rock, if you walk on it and they wobble, you get to start all over again because otherwise it won't stand the test of time.
And how does this compare to other climbing attractions in this area? And what would you say is unique about this one?
So it's a very similar resource to some other well-known bouldering spots in town. In fact, world-class areas, Stone Fort up near Soddy Daisy, Rocktown just there in northern Georgia. These are bouldering areas that folks from all the country and even the world travel to every year. And so this boulder field here at the base of Lookout Mountain is like those. It's similar, good quality Cumberland sandstone, good variety, something for all climbing ability levels. But what's especially unique about it is that it's right downtown. And so Chattanooga is now a well-known climbing town, but you're often driving 30 minutes to an hour or more to go to a climbing area. And that's pretty good. That's pretty convenient. But there's a lot of climbers living downtown, working downtown, have families downtown. And this is among the most accessible boulder fields out there for really any city in the country. The Wauhatchie boulders are really special in that they're super accessible, close to town, convenient. So you can go there on a lunch break, You can go there on a weekend. It's a really great resource for that.
Not only will there be plenty of climbing involved, but also this is going to be a benefit.
Right. A lot of our appreciation, all of our appreciation really goes to Lookout Mountain Conservancy. They're the folks charged with owning and managing this property and also happens to have this special climbing resource. And the climbing community wants to have this wonderful event, but also make it supportive of Lookout Mountain Conservancy's long-term efforts to protect the area, and not just for climbing, but for everything that it offers.
One of the things that people often ask us is, do you charge for us to be out there? And the answer is no. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, which means basically everything that we have, when it's ready to be open to the public, it's for the public use. This is really a very unique area in the sense that Ouahatchie Pike will connect to the last extension of the Riverwalk. And so that's going to be kind of added traffic coming our way. But also to the fact that once you get to this park, there's a pollinator garden, there's a teaching garden, there will be an amphitheater, and then you have these 27 boulders that actually this has become the first natural urban bouldering park in the Southeast, which, you know, is really kind of, we had no idea until somebody brought that to our attention. And we do, we have people come from all over the country to climb on these boulders. And I'm like, how did you hear from us? And this is a community that puts the internet to shame. They communicate and their network is very, very strong. And we're just happy to do it. We're happy to do it. We are a little bit different than a lot of your traditional land trusts. Most land trusts would never allow this type of recreation to happen on their property, because they really kind of look at the stone as being something natural and should be preserved, as well as we do. We've had some really kind of interesting moments with the climbing community, of us getting to know them and them getting to know us and what's important. There was a group of guys out one day and they had their brushes and they were just scrubbing down these rocks. And I was like, what are you doing? And they were like, well, this is dangerous to us. And I said, well, that's important to us, that moss has been there for a long, long time. And we know that when you are climbing, then it's going to come off, but we're not going to take it off right now. And, you know, it's just one of those moments in time where two different entities just kind of collided in a really wonderful way of really understanding conservation values.
Caring about the same thing, but in different ways from different angles.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Robin's speaking to a balance of conservation and recreation, and Access Fund, too, or National Climate Advocacy Group. We're also a conservation group, and we're an accredited land trust as well. And so conservation is woven into our work and mission, as well as, obviously, recreation. And so the project out at Ouahatchie Boulder has been a great chance to balance those two things and really reach a management solution that kind of wins on all sides. And I think climbers have learned a lot through that. I certainly have, working with Robin. Yeah, all the values that you can have from a special conserved area are out there now, including a really awesome climbing area.
And where can people go online for more information?
Best bet is to go on Eventbrite and even register for the event. So look up Ouahatchie Boulder Fest on Eventbrite. You can also find us on Access Fund's Facebook page. There's event info there. And I want to emphasize, this is an event that's open to everyone, even if you're brand new to climbing. It's a good chance to come out. There'll be climbing shoe vendors and other folks with the basics that you can try out gear and try out climbing. And just a lot of climbers out being the supportive community that we are. So encourage anyone and everyone to come out, from beginner all the way up to advanced.
And where can people go online for more information about the Conservancy, Robin?
Our Facebook page, as well as our website, lookoutmountainconservancy.org.
All right. Robin, Zachary, thanks so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.